USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key FDA advisory panel is voting against COVID-19 booster shots. The panel was overwhelmingly against the Pfizer COVID booster shots for people 16 and older. President Biden had said he wanted to start a booster program as soon as next week. The United States is admitting it mistakenly killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan. General Kenneth McKenzie saying war planes targeted the wrong vehicle in Kabul, thinking it was an ISIS-K suicide bomber.
This strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it.
10 people were killed, including 7 children. The strike happened after 13 U.S. troops were killed in a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. As far as if anyone will be disciplined for the accidental bombing, General McKenzie says he has no updates on personnel. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A parent is speaking out as the search continues for his daughter. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod News Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
Gabby Petito's biological father, Joseph Petito, telling Fox News yesterday it's extremely frustrating knowing that the fiancé knows something and he simply isn't talking, and neither is his family.
We're all trying to find the answer, and the only person who knows it, you know, is sitting over in their house over there.
Now her stepfather is expressing the same kind of frustration.
It's absolutely absurd. You refer to her as the love of your life. Everything seemed to be happy. Why? Why are you silent?
In another development, authorities in Wyoming have begun a search of a site near Grand Teton National Park where the two were last seen together in late August.
An FDA advisory panel is continuing their all-day hearing regarding COVID-19 booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FAA is ordering a news organization to stop flying a drone near the U.S.-Mexico border.
An estimated 11,000 illegal immigrants were drone videotaped at the Del Rio, Texas entry point at the border Thursday. Now the Federal Aviation Administration, under the Biden administration, wants journalists to stop reporting the facts on what's happening at the chaotic U.S.-Mexico border. The FAA statement, quote, "The Border Patrol requested the temporary flight restrictions due to drones interfering with law enforcement flights on the border," end quote. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News is astonished how far the Biden administration will go to cover up the crisis that continues at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The drone footage started this morning and people across the country were horrified, and I guess the political operatives at the Biden White House saw that and decided the last thing they want is Fox News actually reporting on what's happening down here. So now the FAA is saying, please, no journalists allowed.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The roughly 68 million Americans collecting Social Security can expect about a 6% bump in monthly benefits next year. The Senior Citizens League, basing its new estimate on the latest Consumer Price Index, which revealed inflation issues brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. While the increase is slightly less than previous projections, it could be the biggest increase since 1982. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.